Well, I guess I should actually introduce the call since the recording is already on. Today is Thursday, February the 16th. I am Dr. Jeff Lustig, and I am calling in from Peterborough, Ontario, the center of the universe for isogenics as far as I'm concerned. But I'll share that with some other people as well. So today, I am one of your health coaches, and we're going to be talking about getting people started. We'll be mixing a little bit of science in with that, but basically, this is all about getting people started so that they can get the great results that we know are possible for people. And I want to give you a couple of examples when you're speaking to somebody. And again, many of you have heard this already, but it's always good to have a refresher. Is when you're discussing with somebody the program that is best for them, and it's perhaps easiest if we just stick with the weight loss system initially, because that's often where people get started, and even athletes can benefit from leaning out a little bit, or also from cleansing, and that helps improve their performance as well. But when presenting the options for somebody, it's always important to start high and then go low. And human nature, people want to buy, but they don't want to be sold. So you want to be explaining the benefits from it. You want to explain to people that the social proofing, you may say things like, you know, this is often the most popular starting pack. This is what I started with. This is what, you know, your friend started with. And that helps with the social proofing. So what I recommend is often starting with the what's called the business pill or pack or the ultimate pack, just to show people what's available and let them know that, you know, this is something that would be great for families that are getting started at the same time. This is great for people who are really interested in the business side of things because they've got everything they need to sample. Now, the average person, most people will not get started with that pack, but the next one that you describe is the president's pack. And what's important about that is, you know, to describe the benefits of it, it really is three packs in one. It has the core 30-day cleanse and fat-burning system, but it also has the snacks because, you know, as you know, it's that snacking that gets us off track. So if we can handle the snacking, sticking with your meal plan with a weight loss program is actually relatively easy. It's that, you know, quick grab, I'm hungry mid-afternoon, and, oh, I'll stop by the donut and coffee shop and just grab something because, boy, am I famished. And, of course, with the President's or the Value Pack, we've got the multivitamin. Now, keep in mind that a large segment of people do take multivitamins already. So you're dealing with a segment of the population that is open to multivitamins. And because of the convenience of our little packs, that's something that, again, that segment of the population is open to. Sometimes the challenge is you say, well, I just bought all my vitamins. I said, you know, what I'll often say to somebody at that point is, you know what, do me a favor. Put your vitamins that you bought to the side for now. You can always finish them later if you want. But put these to the test. Put the whole program to the test because what I found personally was I've taken vitamins and supplements for decades over the years, always assuming they were doing me some good. But personally, what I found was I actually felt different when I was taking these, and I want you to have the best possible experience. So again, you're using social proofing there. Somebody else has had a good experience with it. You've got the convenience with it. And then the next step is, okay, if that does not fit with somebody's budget, then you drop down to, let's say, the premium pack or what used to be called the Pacesetter pack. And again, you want to always present the value because, again, people want to buy. They don't want to be sold. So with the bumping back up to the value pack is the retail value of that is $829. So everybody wants the biggest. They want the best. They don't necessarily want to pay for the biggest and the best. Everybody loves you know, a bargain, a good deal. So when you present the value pack, you let them know it's worth $829. It's including all kinds of things, and it's a special package price so that it costs only $599. So if you presented a pack or a system first that's $1,100, and then you're presenting one that's now, you know, half the cost, and then remember the other benefits are this is still considered a business pack. So they can deduct a portion of this pack on their taxes. And same thing with the premium pack. It is considered a business pack because it has some business products that are associated with this pack. So it actually even lowers the price even further. So if you've got somebody with a business head, well, you know, they're computing, you know, what tax bracket am I in and how much does this really cost and what's it really worth? Finally, you can always go down to the 30-day weight loss system. But then I also then try and come back up if we have to go there and say, well, you know what? Well, that's how much the, you know, the weight loss or the 30-day basic system is. You know, it's $295 on AutoShip. And the thing is your membership's on top of that. And you don't have the snacks. And I want you to do well. You know, if you added in the snacks, you're almost back up to the premium pack. So that's how I generally address things. And you know what? That's no different than anywhere else, you know, in the marketplace. If I go into a stereo shop, the biggest, most expensive TVs are right up front. If you're looking at various stereo receivers, the most expensive with all the features, and they've got the tag with all the features right there, that's the you know, receiver that's at the top of the stack. And the least expensive one is way down there that you'd have to practically get down on your knees to actually look at that one. A car showroom, they don't put the entry-level vehicles in the showroom. They may be stacked up in the front, you know, a dime a dozen. But what's in the showroom is their mid- to upper-level cars. And they also in the showroom never put the base model. So their medium car, they usually put in one that's loaded up because when you sit in that car and you start to say, yeah, I like that. I like the feel. I like the look of it. It's like, okay, I want all these toys. So it's human nature to always want the biggest and the best. And from a science standpoint, from a result standpoint, you know, we've seen it ourselves. You know it's true that people that start with the bigger packs, bottom line, they get better results. And really, that's the end game of what we're trying to do is get people the best results. And also, when they're getting good results, we have better retention. So they win, you win as well. Now, let's say you've determined what pack somebody's starting with and whether it's, you know, the ultimate pack or whether it's a basic 30-day. You know, our work really starts at this point because you may have gotten an agreement with them to purchase these packs, but now is really when the relationship starts to build. Because between the day they place their order and it arrives, there's the chance for buyer's remorse or, you know, spousal protection of assets, SPCA, and people are getting in there. So this is the time to get in there, do things like the health analysis, where you're reinforcing, you know, what their goals are, why they want to do this. And you're also coming up with any areas that might be a challenge so that you can handle those in advance. The more challenges you can handle and discuss in advance, the more likely somebody is going to follow through and also then have a good experience. So if they know about niacin flushes, you know, and you talk to them about, you know, having a snack wafer if you're going to have a big gap between your ionics. And the other important thing about coaching, and I know some leaders basically think that, you know, well, Isagenix does the coaching. There's instructions in the box. There's videos on how to take a shake. And, you know, there's Dr. Ina Nozak. And, you know, that's all wonderful. But this is a relationship business. Until somebody gets started, they don't have the confidence. They're not a 10 out of 10 in their confidence on the products. They're borrowing your confidence in the products. And if you can share with them all the value of it, their confidence is building. they don't even have the confidence in themselves that they can do it. They are borrowing your confidence, and they are getting that confidence out of the interactions you're having right up front. So the health analysis is an important part. It's a bonding part, but it's also from a results point, very important. And this is something that, again, it might be a little bit of work up front, but if you're building that relationship, relationships last. People stay with you. You know, you got to do the work up front. It's like learning how to do the Isagenix business. It may be a lot of work up front, and the rewards, mind you, with our bonus system, our rewards are much better than they were 9 years ago when I started, but the rewards tend to come later. Same thing, you know, you go to school, you get a degree, college, university, you're doing the work up front and you're paying for that education up front so that later on you have the opportunity to make a living in hopefully the, you know, the field that you've studied in. So the work really has to be done up front. And also human nature. I mean, this is maybe more of a guy thing, but how many guys, you know, might buy something from my IKEA and never look at the instructions while they're putting it together? You know, we have to often be handheld to walk through it. We don't necessarily read instructions. Or even somebody, how many of you have had this happen? You've had somebody that, you know, got their box, they've watched maybe even the video, or they maybe looked at the, you know, the instructions on how to take everything. And first cleanse day, 4 ounces of Ionix 4 times a day. Why? Because the bottle looks the same in the video. It's same shape. And that certainly happened. And again, if you're not on top of things, if you're not, you know, speaking to people on their cleanse day and they have a negative experience or they get nauseous because they've downed 4 ounces of Ionix with mega Bs, they're not going to be happy, you know. And you want to have a good, positive experience right up front. The other thing that's important in creating the relationship is because you want somebody to be on these products for 3 months at least to start getting results. And that's just simple biology. Our cells, different parts of our body, our cells turn over at a different rate. Our white blood cells turn over every couple of days to every couple of weeks, new ones are being made. Our red blood cells live basically about 90 days. And whatever cell is being created in your body today is being created with the nutrients and the building blocks that are in your body today. And if you're not getting those building blocks today, then you're producing cells that are perhaps substandard, not as healthy, not as functional. And it, over a 90-day period, a good portion of every cell in your body is being reproduced. And transformation health-wise and nutrition-wise does take some time because of that factor, because cells are being changed. You know, you still got, you know, that new person still has those cells in their body that were made out of the pizza, you know, and the burgers and the fries. So although we often feel, you know, huge difference just getting on these products right away, the real beauty is in the long-term use out of it. And that also showed in all the recent studies that we've had where the long-term use of Isagenix products versus the heart-healthy diet, you know, we maintain more muscle mass. In fact, we continue to grow lean muscle mass. The heart-healthy group, as you may recall, if you were at NECO, the heart-healthy group started putting on fat again. And the Isagenix group actually were consuming more calories than the heart-healthy group, and yet we're still having a much better body composition figures, ratios. So here we are, you know, we're building that relief. They're borrowing your belief. And people want to know that they're safe, you know. They want to know that the decision that they made, the investment that they made is safe. They want to know that, you know, they've got enough ammunition to at least handle their spouse when they say, what did you do? You know, that they can feel safe that they are in the right place. They're starting with the right person. They're starting with the right company. That they're going to get results because they are going to be walked through what's happening here. And this is something that you're not going to get out of a video. You're not going to get out of, you know, just reading the instructions in the box. This is a relationship business, and we build it one person at a time. And the other thing that's important, you know, many of you will have, you know, heard your people say, well, I'm going to wait till I get my results before I tell people. If you are creating a great experience right up front, people are willing to tell them about that experience right up front. They may not be enrolling them, but they're at least sharing a positive experience with their friends. Oh, I just started this stuff. I don't know if it works yet, but you know what? Mary really helped me get started, and I feel good about this, and she coached me through it. This is building your business, and it's helping them build theirs, and it's teaching them how to get their people started correctly as well. So I want to pause for a second here and see if anybody has any questions, anything that this strikes home, any stories that you've had about people getting started in creative ways.
Barbie Lee.
Yes, Barbie.
Good morning, Dr. Jeff. I love you. I love how you keep it so simple. So thank you for that. The pack, you know, the way you describe them is so beneficial. And, like, I love the analogy of, you know, the car dealerships do it, and like even clothing stores does it. If you want the sale items, you got to walk all the way to the back of the store. So we're already programmed for that. And I love it because, you know, I'm a woman and I love to buy, right? So I love to buy, but I don't like when someone says, can I help you? I'm like, no, thank you, just looking. But when the woman, we were shopping for grad dresses, and this one woman says, are you looking for a grad dress? And my daughter said, yes. And she goes, oh, can I help you find the perfect dress? And we're like, okay. And she goes, I can see what you need. And then she started asking questions. And then she walked out of the back room with this perfect dress, which was way too much money, but it was a beautiful dress. But we're both like, wow, we want to buy this dress, but we're not going to buy the dress because we could buy a small plane for what the dress was. But that was the whole feeling that we got. And this is the feeling when we're doing Isagenix is, what's really in the best interest of our new members, right? Our new customers. So thank you very much for the call today.
Yeah. Barbie, let me ask you something. So she showed you that, you know, that big, gorgeous, high price tag dress, but you didn't buy that one. The one that you bought, did you spend more on it than you initially intended to spend on the dress?
Oh, sweetie, you know nothing about grad dress shopping. We haven't bought a dress yet, but yes, we'll spend more than we intended to.
Okay. All right.
A woman doesn't go shopping once for it and find a dress. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. You know, how many times do people, men or women, you know, go to the mall for something to do, you know, not even have something specific that they need, but come home, they bought something because we love to buy. You know, it feels good. You know, we deserve it. You know, it's a little reward. You know, so yes, people do love to buy. They don't necessarily like to be sold. Who else
Jeff,
has a story that? Yes,
I do, Jeff. It's Maura. Okay, I love this. And a couple of things that I thought of as well is that, you know, when I'm explaining to people what their choices are in terms of good, better, best, and that they're in control, they get to pick what's right for them. I explain, you know, this here, the value pack, is actually our most popular program because it's three systems in one, and as you said, and then I go into the breakdown of that. But what I find, Jeff, is that so many people think that when I'm presenting one of these three systems to them, that they have to come up with that kind of money every single month. So I like to preempt that objection as well, emphasizing, could you afford to do this program just for this month so that I can really, and, you know, I mean, if I have your permission to set you up for success, that's what I want to do. And then you're in complete control, and I'll be working with you closely, and we'll be getting suggestions for what you want to continue with should you decide to continue. And remember, it's a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. So I don't make them feel pressured to continue, although I'm painting a picture of them doing so, and I'm emphasizing that the budget for this month is a little bit more, and it's so worth it.
And I love all of that, Maura. And one of the things, one of the components of that is you're also now future pacing them. You're talking about what the next month's order is going to be. It may not be as big as this one. You're in control. But you're not just saying, okay, this is 30 days and that's it. You're having the conversation about, okay, what's going to be going forward? I don't know if any of you saw the Dr. Oz segment yesterday, because they did talk about Isagenics briefly. And unfortunately, you know, in 3 minutes, you know, they've got to get a little sensational stuff in them. But you know, one of the people commented is, well, you know, if you go off of it, you know, you put on weight. Well, you know what? Is that surprising? If somebody goes back to doing what they did before, they're going to get the results that they had before. You know, that's no big revelation. You know, so Isagenics is a lifestyle change, you know, and that is, to me, what we are really, you know, trying to convey. That's what I'm selling, is a lifestyle change. I'm not trying to sell shakes, and I'm not trying to sell, you know, other things like that. Sorry about the ring there. I'll see if I can turn it down. That's our daughter Lindsay calling. She should be on the call instead of calling us. Anyway, so again, future pacing people is important. Talking in terms of, you know, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, because, you know, people are traditionally used to thinking, oh, well, I'll go on a diet and I'll lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Well, if somebody's got 50, 60, 70, 80 pounds to lose, they know darn well it's not a 30-day, you know, be-all and end-all. So we really do have to talk about this as a lifestyle and changes. And yes, you know, I'm thrilled that Isagenics gets results often faster than many other traditional, you know, calorie-restricted diets, as well as keeping the metabolism up. But, you know, when you talk about these programs and the protein and maintaining, that's important to people. So you talk about how these systems will help maintain lean muscle mass. That's what's going to keep you from putting the weight back on. That's the lifestyle change that they want. So all you're doing is offering them already what they want. You know, rather than the pain of changing a lifestyle, you're offering the results that they want long term. Who else has a story that they can tell regarding getting somebody started?
Dr. Jeff Terry here.
Hi, Terry.
It's more of a question to you and or Maura, but you know, you just mentioned sometimes people need to release, maybe their goal might be to release 60 pounds, and obviously they're not going to do that in the first 30 days. So when you're talking to them about price, sometimes it is going to cost a little more for the first, so it could be the first month, depending on what someone's goal is, or it could be the first 2 or 3 months. So how would you choose to deal with that?
Okay. Well, if the price is an issue, again, you can often take the time to say, you know, will you give me permission? Because if you're permission-based, they're much more likely to listen to what you have to say. Will you give me permission to show you how this is as cost-effective or more cost-effective than what you've been doing so far? And then you can talk about, you could go through, you know, well, describe what your day-to-day eating has been. Where are you spending your dollars? You know, what are you doing mid-morning? Are you hitting the coffee shops? You know, are you doing this? Are you doing that? And, you know, what does that really add up to? And then you try and show them that this is just basically an exchange of dollars, whereas your old dollars were, you know, help create this body that you don't want, whereas these dollars are going to be no more, but create the body you do want. So again, it's creating value there.
Right.
Jeff,
and
mention also about the $10, $15, or $20 a day.
Yep, breaking it down into, well, that ties in with the, you know, breaking down their cost of daily eating, what they're spending.
Right.
And by breaking it down on a daily basis, it's, you know, you don't have that sticker shock of, oh, it's $5.99. No, it's $10 a day. You know, how many people walk out with 10 bucks in their pocket and it's gone on, you know, things at the coffee shop or whatever at the end of the day?
Yeah, and we know that typically towards the end of that first 30 days, they are going to be most likely so delighted that if their goal is to release another 15 pounds or whatever, that they've already discovered that the cost isn't what they thought it might have or that was going to be when you initially talked to them about it. So oftentimes I'll say, well, you know, it could be a lot less, and talk about the cost per day, as you and Maura just mentioned. But we have sort of have to hold back and say, you know, at the end of the 30 days, I know you, I'm pretty sure you're going to feel better, and you'll want to keep going. You won't want to stop.
So again, you're future pacing them, which is excellent, excellent, Terry. And you're right. You know, by the time they've had the experience, by the time they're actually feeling the value of what they're spending, it's worth it. Even if they are spending more than they were spending before, they've had the experience, they're worth it, but they at least know going into it that there is the out. You can order less next month. And as Maura said, you know, just do it for the month. And how many times have all of you found, well, they didn't drop down to a basic 30 in the second month. They were doing a 30 plus chocolates, plus this, plus that. Let me try those greens this month. You know, because you've established value, you've got a rapport, they trust you, they're seeing results. So, you know, as long as they know they are safe, they have an out, then they are often willing to continue on at more than a $10 a day, you know, 30-day program second month.
And Jeff, you know, you just said something that I'm writing it down on my computer right now, that you said feeling the value. They're going to feel value. I love that.
Yep.
Thank you.
So anybody else have any interesting stories or shares?
Hi, Dr. Jeff. This is Amy. So I did watch the Dr. Oz. Can you explain this niacin flush and how harmless, why some people have it, and it's just like drinking water afterwards, I think, that, you know, it will go away, and it really
sure
doesn't have anything to do with the thyroid.
Okay. So niacin, or B3, is a vasodilator. And some people are more sensitive to it than others. You are more likely to have a niacin flush, and I'll explain what that is, if you're taking your B vitamins on an empty stomach. And it's not just our B vitamins, it's any B vitamins. So as a vasodilator, what sometimes will happen is you will, you know, your skin might turn a little bit red. The blood vessels in the skin dilate. It may actually make your skin feel a little prickly, a little itchy. Bottom line, it's not dangerous to your health in any way whatsoever. Drinking lots of water will, you know, help flush the vitamins out a little bit quicker because B vitamins are water soluble. And, you know, if you haven't, you know, touched on that with people, and that's where, you know, sometimes saying take a snack wafer if you're going to have more than 20, 30 minutes between taking your Ionics in the morning and having your shake. Other B vitamins in high quantities on an empty stomach can make people feel nauseous or even vomit. And again, that's not our B vitamins that do that. That's any kind of large B vitamins. And a lot of companies have, you know, stress tabs that are high in Bs. So again, just letting people know that, you know, it's nothing to worry about, anticipating. It's not an allergic reaction. It's just the body's response to B vitamins. And some people, again, don't have any issue with this at all. Some people are a little more sensitive to it. So, you know, have a snack wafer. Have a couple of almonds in your stomach. You know, it doesn't take much to mitigate that kind of reaction in the body. And on that show, they talked about niacin and related to, you know, the person threw out that she ended up with thyroid problems. Well, a certain segment of the population are going to end up with thyroid problems. Just because somebody was on a nutritional program, whether it's ours or somebody else's, doesn't mean that that was what triggered off the thyroid issues. So,
Jeff,
you know, and
Dr.
then
Oz
she
also corrected her.
Yeah,
in the show,
yeah,
Dr.
He did.
Oz also corrected
that,
her.
That, you know, there's no strong evidence that there's a correlation between taking niacin and thyroid issues. But, you know, it was still said on air, and that's what, you know, people may hook onto. So, you know, people will have conditions come up. People will have conditions come up, and it doesn't mean that it's related to, you know, what they've been using. Again, whether it's our systems or other systems, you know, stuff happens to people. Good question.
Thank you.
And any other questions? Any other interesting stories around getting somebody started?
This is a potato. I'd like to just make a short comment about the values of this business. I was a financial planner for over 20 years, and I made good money as a financial planner. The rewards were helping people settle their estates and so forth, but it was high stress, a lot of obligations. I was a stockbroker, a real estate broker, an insurance broker. I had all kinds of license, and continuing education was horrible. When I was introduced in 1994 to weight loss programs and the benefits of them, I was talked into the business by the image of the rewards of helping people. And I never realized until just yesterday morning when I listened to this same talk that the benefits of helping people get healthy are so much more rewarding than the benefits of helping people become wealthy or the benefits of helping people get out of financial stress. It was a big epiphany to me yesterday, because helping people get wealthy, you're feeding greed, and there's no rewards from that. Sometimes it's greed. It's not always, but sometimes it is. And I've been very active in the stock market for many years. I quit in 94. I got back into it again a month ago, and I realized that I was being driven by the financial rewards that were really, there's no real financial reward in making a lot of money. The rewards of being healthy and fit with Isagenics and health programs is so much better. And the rewards of helping other people and seeing them get out of wheelchairs, seeing them healthy and enjoying their life is so much more rewarding than anything else you could ever put your finger on. And when I first entered this weight loss business in 1994, weight loss in the United States was 30% obesity in the United States. Now it's over 60%. So obviously weight loss programs don't work. It's the lifestyle. It's the products and the programs like we have at Isagenics that make the difference. Thank you.
And you get to do both in Isagenics.
I agree. The way I've always looked at money is it's a reflection of how many people you've helped in some way. And certainly with Isagenics, with network marketing, we are definitely helping people with their health. And we have the opportunity, because of the leverage aspect of things, of having an impact on not just the hundreds of people that we may talk to over our career or enrolled, but thousands indirectly. And we get rewarded for all that. Yeah, so I love it as a chiropractor. You know, I'm helping one person at a time in my office, and I can only help people that are willing to travel the few miles to my office. I love that with Isagenics, I can still be impacting health, which is what I'm all about, and I can do that around the world. So that's exciting, and yeah. I can do it even after I'm not practicing anymore.
But in addition to little things, like a lady saying to me once, Potato, thank you, thank you. If it hadn't been for what you did for my father 2 years ago, he would never have attended my wedding today.
And that's rewards. Definitely worth more than the paycheck.
Absolutely.
And so my friends, I'm going to wrap it up for another month. I will be back again next month, the third Thursday in the month. And Kevin is on deck for tomorrow. Kevin, is there anything you'd like to share before we call it quits about tomorrow? Or
absolutely, Jeff, and just want to say great call again as usual. You really bring the goods on Thursday, your turn on Thursday, so thank you for that. And I'm going to give you one big hit for tomorrow. Are you ready?
Yep.
Four.
All right. Ah,
So I'll see you tomorrow.
Have a great day. Go change some lives.